Welcome to Government Policy Unpacked, the podcast for proactive citizens where we break down the most pressing government policy issues so you can finally understand what's going on, be a part of the solution, and hold your government leaders accountable. Hey, I'm Rupesh Patel and thanks for joining me. In today's episode, we'll dive into the potential consequences to Canada of a 25% Trump tariff on all their exports to the United States. You'll learn about how such a sweeping policy could impact jobs and key industries in Canada, including their GDP. We'll also discuss the Canadian government and Bank of Canada's potential response and explore what Canada could do to soften the blow. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clear understanding of the stakes involved and what's at risk if Canada doesn't prepare effectively. Grab your coffee and let's unpack this. What a week that was in Canadian politics. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has decided to resign. He'll do so after a new leader of the Liberal Party is identified. You might be wondering what that means for the Canadian government. The good news is that Canada still has one, and there would be one even during an election. Canada also still has a prime minister, but it does likely weaken Canada's position in governing, bring together the various premiers in that sort of Team Canada approach, and try to work with the United States as far as negotiations is concerned. It was, I would say, very likely, though, that Justin Trudeau was already weakened politically from recent events that challenged his leadership. Anyway, I had to address this big political event first, but this isn't a political podcast. It's a policy one. So back to the potential tariffs on Canadian goods. Okay, to start, let's establish some context. Canada and the United States share one of the largest trading relationships in the world. In 2023, the U.S. accounted for about 75% of Canada's total exports. Everything from oil, vehicles, and lumber to agricultural products like wheat and seafood. Canada currently has a trade surplus with the United States, which means that Canada exports more to the U.S. than they import from them. This surplus narrowed significantly from $122 billion or so in 2022 to about $109 billion in 2023, according to Statistics Canada. You may have heard Trump recently claim that America is subsidizing Canada in the order of $100 billion, or now this week I think I've heard him say $200 billion, prompting him to also suggest that Canada should become the 51st state. Let's be clear, it's not a subsidy, it's just that there's a trade imbalance. They tend to buy more goods from Canada, like energy and raw materials, for instance, than Canadians buy from the U.S. That's it, period. Trump says that they're protecting Canada's military. And, you know, there is an argument that Canada hasn't kept up with its commitment to defense spending that it made to NATO, that sort of 2% target. I know there's some work being done by the Canadian government, but there's definitely been an argument there. And I know politicians from both stripes in the United States have definitely been critical of Canada as of late. Similar to Trump's last term, under this guise of national security, but also his rising concerns about the U.S.-Canada border, drugs, things like that, the incoming president is looking to put what he calls an economic force in the form of a 25% tariff on Canada's exports. And this time, there's no indication that the tariffs would be selective, meaning that he'd only target particular sectors, which is what happened last time, but rather hit all Canadian goods going to the U.S. This would make Canadian goods less attractive to purchase in the U.S., likely driving Canadian exports down. And so, yeah, you might be able to address that trade imbalance, but this scenario would shake Canada's economy to its core. And I want to bring some light on this and talk about the impact. So Canada's economy is heavily dependent on its export economy, and freer trade over the years has really raised wages significantly throughout the years. So what would a 25% tariff look like in numbers? There was some analysis published by the Ivy Business School, the University of Western, that a 25% tariff could lead to substantial job losses and a significant hit to Canada's GDP. Or overall gross domestic product. Here's some key takeaways from that report. So the job impacts, according to this analysis, Canada could lose approximately 1.5 million jobs across various sectors, with manufacturing, energy, and agriculture being the hardest hit. Provinces like Ontario, Alberta, Quebec, where these industries are concentrated, they would definitely bear the brunt of these losses. I mean, you also have to remember that it's not just those jobs directly that are involved in those sectors, but there's communities that support these sectors as well. So the ripple effect of job loss could be substantial. That there's no analysis I have found, but I imagine there would be a great effect there. As far as impact to our economy, so our GDP, the study estimates that Canada's GDP could shrink by as much as 3 to 5% within the first year of the tariffs being implemented. That decline represents tens of billions of dollars in lost economic activity and comparable to the effects of a severe recession. Industries that depend heavily on U.S. markets, such as auto manufacturing and oil production, would definitely be at the forefront of these impacts. So that's why you're seeing the premiers of Ontario and Alberta really sort of lead the fight, being on cable news in the U.S. trying to be vocal about this whole thing, because their provinces have the potential to lose the most out of this whole thing. Layoffs and factory closures would likely increase unemployment. Communities that depend on these industries, as I mentioned, could face this sort of long-term stagnation in their economy. The Bank of Canada definitely has a role to play in supporting Canada's economy. They're most certainly going to respond. Before I dive into that, though, let me quickly explain to folks, if you don't know what the Bank of Canada does, or any sort of central bank. The Bank of Canada is Canada's central bank, and its main role is to promote the economy and financial welfare of Canada. Includes managing inflation. So you've probably heard a lot of news about how the Bank of Canada is reducing its rates and how that, you know, directly aligns with them trying to bring down inflation, setting interest rates and ensuring the stability of the financial system. So big role that any central bank has to play. If a 25% tariff came into play, the Bank of Canada could play a really important role. Economists predict that the bank might lower interest rates even further to stimulate economic activity. Lowering borrowing costs would aim to encourage spending and investment, potentially to soften the blow. That approach isn't without its risks, though. For the longest time, the Bank of Canada, or I should say the last few years, especially with high inflation, they've been trying to discourage people to, you know, spend and invest economically, because it was really creating inflationary pressures. So by reducing rates and you have that spending again, there's that balance that the Bank of Canada has to make about stimulating the economy without driving inflation even further. And you know, this could, by stimulating the economy even further, you now put pressure on an already weakened dollar. So there's a lot to think about for the Bank of Canada, but they're most likely going to respond if that sort of 25% tariff happens. So now you understand the potential fallout, the economic impact. The next question, though, is what should Canada do to prepare? So for years, Canada has talked about diversification. For years, you always hear Canada's over-reliance on the U.S. market has been this sort of long-term vulnerability to Canada's economy. In 2023, Canada exported $592 billion to the U.S., whereas it exported approximately $176 billion to the rest of the world. So to reposition our exports away from the U.S. would be a rather difficult task. However, we've seen that there's been expanding trade relationships with the European Union, Asia-Pacific countries, emerging markets like India and Africa. These should probably be the priority. Canada has established a trade deal with the European Union, and then there's the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, or CPTPP, which allows Canada to trade freely with Australia, Brunei, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, Vietnam, to name a few. Canada has been, in recent years, prioritizing trading with friends. I think it's called like friendshoring. And so I think increasing the trade with the likes of India and China aren't without its challenges if you were to continue that sort of approach, especially given that there's also existing strained relations there. We've heard a lot about India and Canada in the recent year or two. Another approach that Canada needs to consider is investing in its own industries, bolstering domestic innovation and production and its competitiveness, particularly in sectors like maybe clean energy, technology, advanced manufacturing, maybe providing incentives for companies to modernize and diversify their different offerings could help them compete globally. And some of that money could potentially come from, I mean, I guess it depends on how much tax revenue you'd get from retaliatory tariffs, but you would get some, and you could potentially use that money to redirect for investing in your own domestic capabilities. Third, the government might want to consider creating a little bit of a robust safety net for those affected industries and people from the tariffs, using that tariff revenue that they would also get from any sort of retaliation measures. This revenue, you know, could be used to create programs that provide immediate economic relief, similar to the COVID-19 pandemic response, and it could be used to retrain workers, support small businesses, and stabilize any sort of impacted sectors. The other thing is that within Canada, there are all the provinces and territories, there's actually trade barriers within Canada that is limiting its overall competitiveness and capabilities. And that's something that needs to be addressed. According to the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, eliminating these barriers could unlock significant productivity and economic growth. So simplifying those interprovincial trade, so trade between like Ontario and Alberta or Alberta and BC, could make Canadian businesses more competitive domestically and might actually partially offset the impact of the reduced access to U.S. markets. Finally, there's the diplomatic efforts, and we've heard a lot about this, this sort of Team Canada approach. It's essential. And obviously with right now with Justin Trudeau, sort of in this sort of lame duck period where he's about to resign as prime minister, there's not someone there who's sort of rallying the troops, so to speak. So, but Canada needs to continue engaging with U.S. policymakers to minimize the risk of such tariffs being implemented and strengthen those cross-border relationships. I mean, hopefully things like Canada sending wildfire support to California, you know, those things hopefully can go a long way in de-escalating tensions and such. So we'll see how that all plays out. I guess to start to close out on this episode, it's important to note that while Trump is waiving like these 25% tariffs on Canadian goods, the Canadian government and the premiers are also considering their response. We talked about retaliatory tariffs. Those would hurt the U.S. They will also have an impact on the pocketbooks of Canadians, though, too. It's not just those fruit and berries, you know, we all love and get from the United States, because that's not even in the top 10 goods that Canada gets from the United States. Things like machinery, electronics, and vehicles, they'll all be more expensive. And so at a time when both countries are coming out of a high inflation period, I think we can all agree this is the last thing anyone needs. So then it begs the question, what are the underlying problems that Trump is looking to solve? Is it actually national security? Is it actually immigration, the flow of drugs, the growing U.S. debt? Or maybe, and I hope it's not just this, but or maybe it's just purely political. Is Trump trolling Trudeau and because he just doesn't like him? And so these threats are really a way to just kind of get back at Trudeau from a personal standpoint? I don't know. Is it wanting to show strength, or there's just larger geopolitical play? He's been talking with Greenland and Panama Canal and in Canada, so I don't know if there's something bigger there in his mind. I guess time will tell. As we wrap up, though, I want to leave you with this thought, especially to Canadians, is that the challenges that Canada faces with a tariff at the rate of that Trump is proposing would likely hit very hard for Canada's economy. You heard that analysis about 3-5% drop in GDP, the job losses and such. I would also say this may be an opportunity for Canada as a whole to have a conversation about how it wants to trade with the rest of the world and how it should better prepare itself to weather potential storms and emerge stronger. We've heard this before. Sometimes when in a crisis, it brings the best out of people. And there may be the willingness from the broader Canadian public to rally together and reimagine itself. I hope so. Or Canada could respond back in a similar outlandish way as Trump. Maybe it's both. So what are your thoughts on this? How do you think Canada can best prepare for such scenarios? Thanks, everyone. I'm Rupesh Patel, and I appreciate you joining me for another episode of Government Policy Impact. Be sure to subscribe and tune in next time as we tackle another pressing policy issue.